Hey everybody, it's Coach Alana Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. I have my lovely guest, Reverend Dr. Marisha Stewart. She's a licensed minister, encourager, author, counselor, influencer, and podcaster. She is best known for being the founder of the Lioness Queen podcast and the I Am series, Women's Empowerment Session. She was born in Washington, D.C. and raised in Silver Springs, Maryland. Reverend Dr. Marisha has lived in Maryland her whole life. She began her pursuit of knowledge in 1991. After so many years, Dr. Stewart obtained 4 degrees, connecting with helping others. She accepted the Lord at a very young age, growing up as a PK, preacher's kid. She learned for herself who God was and what he can do. In 2019, Dr. Stewart became a licensed minister at Cornerstone Peaceful Bible Baptist Church, while at the same time, God was doing an inner work on birthing a ministry. She finally accepted the call into ministry. She experienced separation and then later divorce. One would think this would not happen after accepting the call to do God's work, but God had bigger plans. Divorce was the biggest traumatic experience she had ever faced in her life. However, it was the most influential moment that catapulted her into her purpose. Welcome, Dr. Marisha.
Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. So, listen, my testimony is definitely very similar to yours. And I know that in the church, especially being rooted and grounded in the church, divorce is a heavy mantle to have to bear and carry and then have to push through. And it's often frowned upon. It's often not supported. And a lot of sometimes people get stuck there and dreams die because they feel stuck for doing what is necessary. So I applaud you, Queen, for doing what was necessary to leap into your becoming, for sure. How do you feel like divorcing really helped you leap into what God had for you?
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, there's a purpose in you, but you don't know that it's there. And I've always known that there was a call on my life. I just been running for a long time. However, being married to my ex, we had been together a span of 24 years. And I would say the first push that God gave me was when he, my son was barely one and my ex wanted to separate. And so it really confused me. And something happened when he said those words to me. And I got the strength from somewhere. I know it was God, but I got the strength to go back to school. I got my master's, I got my doctorate. Financially, I wasn't able to take care of myself and my child. And so I said, you know, if he ever did this to me again, I would be prepared. Not realizing 13 years later, he would say those exact words again to me. Definitely after the second time, it was more challenging for me emotionally. Definitely went through suicidal ideation, depression, anxiety, you know, even as a believer, even, you know, knowing the Lord, right? It was just emotionally traumatic until God said to me, I literally remember, you know, I asked him, I said, well, why is this, the suicidal ideation so heavy on my life? And he said, it's because of the call. I'm calling you to some things. And that's one of the reasons why the enemy is trying to take you out. And I didn't realize that, you know, going through that process that there was purpose in my pain. I really didn't realize it until God said of the call that's on my life to help women work through this emotional trauma like I have had to work through myself.
Yeah, that is amazing, because literally that our testimonies are very similar. I definitely can relate. That's just, it's heavy. That is very, very heavy. And then having to maneuver through just with children and the moving parts of the life you built, and it's a lot. So dealing with the suicidal ideations and stuff like that, as you said before, like God had begun to speak to you, and you were saying, like, he was preparing you, but look at now that you're on this other side, when you look back, like, what were the steps that you felt like he took to prepare you beyond the necessary steps that you took yourself, as far as getting your education and such and so forth?
So I know for me, God had to change my mindset. He had to change my mindset of, I have so much more in front of you than what you've experienced behind you. He had to help me to let go of my past. You know, I kept looking back like Lot's wife and holding on to something that I thought was good, not realizing God wanted to give me greater. I had to realize that God used my ex as a pawn in order to push me into where he wanted me to be. I had to learn the different lessons that he was trying to teach me, especially as it relates to purpose in my pain. And then, you know, I had to let go of fear and turn the page.
Yeah, I totally can relate to that. I was stuck for like a lot of years accepting a failure. Myself, even, you know, being a product of divorce, like I definitely was like, I can't fail at this. Like, I just don't. And it wasn't so much about myself, but I was just thinking about the legacy that I wanted to build as a testimony of being on the other side of that. So I definitely could relate. How do you feel as though, like, the church kind of received you? Did they embrace you as far as like, okay, you need to do what's necessary for you? Because I know that that's a rough journey, especially when you shift friends. Those are the things I think that people don't talk about, coming from being a married woman with friends or co-friends, and then traveling that road of separating everything, because everybody just sees the part where you separate from the person you was married to, but it's like a whole separation of life and coming into a new. It's a lot all at one time.
Yeah, so the church that I attend, they supported me. You know, whatever decision I wanted to make, you know, my pastor supported me. My pastor's actually, he felt like he wished he had been in my ex-husband's life earlier, and maybe he could have mentored him more, you know. But if you gotta want help, right? You gotta want it. And you know, for my ex, he didn't want to be married. However, he just married on January 1st, but that's a whole nother show. But supposedly he never wanted to be married, and he didn't want counseling, he didn't want to have, you know, he didn't want any help. But it's so interesting. You mentioned that separation piece. And so for me, I was supported, you know, with my church, with my parents and everyone, but that separation was challenging. But in the same regard, his family adored me, and his mother adored me so much so that actually when we divorced, I had lived on my own for a few years. And then I was trying to save up money so I could buy, you know, I wanted to have a house again. And I couldn't live with my parents. They didn't have the space. And I actually moved in with his mother. Yeah, I moved in with his mom. Me and my son moved in with his mom. And, you know, it was really like, she was like a second mom to me. And so when it came to the separation and divorce piece, his family still embraced me. They still embrace me now. So I don't have that testimony. I still have their support and their love. I do miss some, you know, friends that we had. But other than that, you know, I think for myself, with the separation of different things, you know, I had a lot of support.
So listen, we are going to take a break, but listen, when we come back, we are really going to get into this. We'll be right back, guys. The Light Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop, whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line, or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection. Or you could be shopping for a gift.
The Like Sunday Collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Like Sunday Collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelikesundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Like Sunday Collection. The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Alondra Brooks, and you are listening to I Am Becoming. We are coming back from break. I have my lovely guest, Reverend Dr. Marisha Stewart. So how have you now turned your pain into your praise, and how do you use this in your ministry, in your business?
So the biggest thing is I have a motto, and the motto is helping women to be residue free. And I feel like our freedom is connected to us letting go of what was. And that what was, oftentimes we hold on to it because of fear. You know, we're so afraid of the unknown. We're so afraid of, you know, I had that myself. I felt like, you know, I'm mid-40s. Like, what, you know, who dates in mid-40s? How am I starting all over? I mean, I had an almost 5,000 square foot home, and now I have to start all over. Like, you go through so many things in your head of what was, not realizing that God can create something even greater than what you had in the past. And so it's moving beyond that and working and sifting through, I would say, that residue of that traumatic experience or whatever it was, in order to turn the page, in order to be what I call residue free.
That's good. I know for myself, one of the most freeing things was just one of my old pastors was telling me, like, he was like, listen, I know that people, you know, say stay and pray and hold on and fast. And he like, listen, he broke the vows. He's like, and at this point, you could pretty much do what you want to do. He was like, but I'm telling you, be safe. You lead, you know, what it is, what you want to do for yourself. And he was like, because I'm not coming back here to eulogize you because you didn't let somebody give you A's. And I felt free in that moment, because I felt like it was so much pressure that's put on me. Like, every time I turned around, because one of my things was my ex-husband had an addiction. So it was just so many layers to that. They was like, you praying, you fasting, you believing, what you gonna do? I mean, like, literally, it was so much stress just trying to live up to this expectation of everybody feeling like, you know, you should just hold on and stay in there. And I'm like, y'all don't know how much work and mentally straining this really is. I'm like, this is beyond just regular marital stuff. Like, it's a lot. So for somebody that might be listening at home, like, what is your advice to them if they are struggling to see the blessing in the end, and that knowing that the new beginning is on the horizon?
I think the biggest piece is whatever happens to us, some kind of way we attach it to our identity. And so it's like we become divorced. We become whatever that traumatic thing that's happened to us. And so how we talk, how we interact, how we relate to other people, everything is filtered through that thing. And so that's the piece that we have to realize, that we are not that thing. Like, I am not divorced, you know? And even if it's your fault, right? Like, even if you're the one who caused it, I am not, that doesn't define who you are. And so the three things that I really had to work through, I would say first, is realizing how much God loved me, flaws and all, right? God loves you. And when you really start to work through that, then you allow him to do that inner work in you, in helping you let go, in helping you, you know, stop placing blame on, you know, the ex. And so that's that. So all God has to work through all of those layers, right, in our identity. And then he can start realize who we are. Like, who are you, right? Who are you in Christ? Who are you? Because that's the thing. We get so lost and we hide behind the man. We have all of these different hats that we wear and roles that we have. And sometimes we lose who we are in marriage. You know, we lose ourselves. And so getting back to a place of who are you? And then lastly, being open enough to love again, you know, because that is the scary part. Like, the scary part is, especially if you're in your mid 40s or 50s or even 60s, right? You're like, I'm too old. Like, who is out there? All the good ones are taken. You know, you go through all of these things and you're afraid to turn the page and realize that really God has so much more in store for you.
I just want to go on record and say, it doesn't matter how old you are, dating sucks regardless. Seriously. In the 30s, it is not easier. Trust me. But yes, that's really, really good. That's really, really good. And I would say to anybody that's out there listening, like, listen, there is so much life after. You just got to make a choice that you're not going to die in this. Don't die in this. The marriage is dead, but you are not a casualty, and you're not going down with it. You can come up a new creature, and I pray for you to fight that, to come up new, and don't die in it. Don't die in it. And guess what? It may not be a man that comes again right after that, but there are so many possibilities that you surrendered. Just being in the marriage that you can rediscover, you know, maybe you wanted to write that book. Maybe you wanted to start that business and you didn't feel confident while you was in that because you felt like you always had to surrender to do that. Be free, walk in you, rediscover, get back on that road to rediscover who you are, who you want to be. Don't die in that. It's not the end. As you can see, I can tell you, I'm on the other side and life is great. I can remember being in that thing praying like, God, if you got to take it all, just leave me my mind, because that's all I need. I need you in my mind and we can figure out the rest. And guess what? Be careful what you pray for, because God did just that too. He said, all right, you sure? And he took it all. I rebuilt it all. But with God's help, but it can happen. So if you at home right now, you listening to this, you might be in your car, you might be driving, just know that there is life after this. And it's so much more of an abundant life. Like, I didn't even know happiness like this could exist, because I was caught up in a dream. You go to school, you get the career, you get married, you have 2.5 kids, you buy a house with a white picket fence. You pray about everything that you're going through and repeat. You go to work Monday through Friday, Saturday you chill, and Sunday you get up and worship me and you do it all over again. That's the package. That was the packet that I was handed. Like, this is what you do. Tell us, Queen, where we can find you on social media, where if they want to reach out to you, where can they find you, what's next for you to come, what are you doing next, what is God getting ready to birth in you next?
I'm the Lioness Queen. I'm on Instagram, Reverend Dr. Lioness Queen, Twitter, Lioness Queen 727. Also on YouTube, I am the Lioness Queen. So you look for me on Lioness Queen. You can find me all over. Even my podcast is on iHeart Radio, Pandora, Spotify, iTunes. I do have a few things coming up. I'm selling writing journals. I also created a printable, a 21-day residue-free journal, Healing from Rejection. So those are two things that I have coming up. And who knows what else?
Right. Let's be open to the possibility of what else. I love that. Absolutely. You guys know that you can always find me on Facebook under Coach Alonda Brooks, on Instagram under I Must Become the Number One. And you know, I'm going to be waiting here for you every Sunday at 3 p.m. with the lights on for you to become. Listen, I love y'all for real. Like, it's nothing that we going to talk about on I Am Becoming. I know that somebody, God laid this on my heart. I know that somebody is struggling with this right now. I felt it strong. And God opened up the door. I actually prayed about it. And God opened up the door for this topic to come to the table. And so whoever, if you are a king or you are a queen, you are home and you like, listen, this thing is just holding me down. Take it off. Take the coat off and be free and leap into your becoming. I feel like there are a lot of things that may hold you back from taking a leap. I know that this is just one of the things that it may be, but you can get on the other side of this thing. You see that we're on the other side of this thing. And I know y'all can't see her face, but you will see her on the flyer. She's a beautiful queen, and I can attest to watching her life. She is really out here doing and thriving and walking in it like she's talking it, and so am I. So you can do it. We are rooting for you. I love y'all. And remember, don't do anything for man's opinion, but do everything with man in mind, because you're an intricate piece of the circle of life, and it's never not a time to become. I love you. Peace.